one of the big ones we found to be very successful is calling home to tell parents that their students are doing well. It's one of the strongest positive consequences, especially for students who do have trouble regulating their behavior, is having their parents hear that they're doing well, because their parents hear that they're doing badly all the time and they don't often hear that. Even just praising out loud in the classroom, thank you so much for raising your hand and letting us know that you understand what you're learning. That's really great. I hope at some point everyone has that opportunity. And so not just praising the person who did the positive thing, but then encouraging others to do the same. Because hearing that Sally did really good every single day is not necessarily going to in turn make me want to behave well. So reminding the rest of the class that they can do that too works really well. I keep special snacks that I just toss out, even for small positive behaviors, so that it encourages students to do the right things. Like, oh, you raised your hand instead of shouting out the answer. Here's some fruit snacks for you. You entered the classroom without announcing your presence. Oh, thank you so much. Here's your fruit snacks. And it seems silly, but some kids don't get fruit snacks every day. I mix up the snacks and they're really small, and I try to avoid candy as much as possible. Sometimes it's extra pencils. Sometimes I have them at the beginning of the year make a list of three things that are meaningful for them that would encourage them to follow the everyday expectations. Giving them that power as to what their positive consequences could be really helps them to want to reach those high-level expectations.